Assalamu alaikum, Sister Spade here, and same drill, don't touch the dial, please. Yeah, I'm not really smiling too much today, these days. There seems to be not a lot that we have to smile about if we are at all being affected in any way by Palestine. And as believers, no, let's even put the believers aside, as Muslims, as human beings, we ought to. Then on another level, the helpers and the companions and the soldiers of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, have those attributes that they enjoin good and forbid evil. And you can't really do that if you are not really concerned with the situation. So if we weren't aware before, or if we were confused in any way, you know, this situation in Palestine has gone way beyond any question anymore. So, you know, let's not talk even about confusion and who's right and who's wrong. That's clear for every human being to see. But now we ask ourselves, how are we living our everyday life? Has our life changed in any way with the situations in Palestine? Or is it for us in Palestine? And yeah, it's really sad, but what am I supposed to do? Or is it, okay, the demonstrations are going on all around the world. You know, if Allah wanted it to change, it would change. Is that our attitude? Or is it, well, I'm busy. You know, what kind of attitude are we bringing to the situation of Palestine? Because sometimes an attitude is the, not sometimes, because always an attitude is the beginning of movement. And if we don't correct our attitude, if we don't have the right attitude about the massacres and genocides and hospitals being bombed, we have to keep mentioning them, otherwise they will die here in our heart. And once it's dead in our heart, there's nothing we will do. Are we living our life the same? Are we going to work thinking about the same, you know, mortgage payments, or the, you know, or is that, has that become something that's insignificant anymore? Because look what we have in our life. Are we grateful for that by offering our amr bil ma'ruf wa nahy anil munkar back like a zakat or a human duty, so that we ensure that we are holding on to the rope of the Imam's army? Or are we basically just a mind with law but a living dead? So these are some of the things that we should think about, because there is a quote from our Holy Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him and his household, about the qualities of the companions and the soldiers of the living Imam, may Allah hasten his reappearance, especially more desperate we feel these days about his reappearance. This quote says, "During the last time, there will emerge a group whose reward will be equal with that of the early Muslims. They enjoin truth and forbid evil. They fight against corrupt, seditious people." Now, I don't know about you, but from where I stand, if there was ever a parallel between any seditious person in the past, you know, mentioning Yazid or Fir'aun or Qarun or any of these people, well, the hadith about this time before the living Imam reappears, may Allah hasten his reappearance, is clear for us to see that there are no devils in history like there are today. In front of our eyes, we're seeing the picture painted of Karbala to give us the proof in our eyes of what it was at that time. And will we be included in the tent, or will we be out? And this all depends on how we include Palestine in our life, in our mind, in our heart, in our action, in our money, or how we don't include it in our life. This is the tent of the living Imam, of Imam Hussein today. So if we haven't been doing anything till now, it's time to get the actions going, because we still have a chance to prove. Even Harun Yazid alayhi salam, he changed at the last moment, but he was a shaheed and will remain in the history books as a shaheed on the side of Imam. So if we haven't chosen till now, if we haven't acted till now, if we haven't given our money till now, our heart, our mind, now's the time to change. Glad you stayed, aren't you, Sister Spade?